This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. On the western slope, not far from Paonia, there's a town straight out of the Old West. Streets made for horse-drawn carriages, several saloons to choose from. Thing is, the town hasn't been there for long. In fact, it's still under construction. It's not an amusement park, not open to the public at all. It's a private retreat for the controversial energy magnate Bill Koch. Koch is one of the wealthiest men in the world and brother of conservative political donors Charles and David. This Old West project is drawing ire from its neighbors. Kelly McMillan writes about the place and the man building it in this month's 5280 magazine. Kelly, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why did Bill Koch want to build this Western town?
Well, I think first and foremost, he has a deep affection for the West and Western history, and he has an extensive collection of Western memorabilia, everything from Sitting Bull's rifle to Custer's rifle to the only photograph of Billy the Kid. So this town was the next extension of that, and it will be a place where he can house his collection, but also a family retreat.
And only that? Might it be open to the public at some point?
I think, as the story mentions, Governor Hickenlooper at the moment is trying to broker a deal in which the town would possibly be open to the public. That wasn't Koch's initial intent, but from my understanding and from my discussions with him, he's not totally opposed to the idea, but I don't think it'll be turning into any sort of Dollywood anytime soon.
Some of the buildings, there are quite a few of them on the property, right?
Yes, there's about 70, and you have everything from a train station, a fire station, a brothel, you know, several saloons, a jail, a bank, a library. I mean, it's extensive. And I guess one thing that I was surprised about was just like how beautiful and how detailed everything is. I mean, it's historically accurate down to, you know, the light fixtures, down to the height of the boardwalks in the town. It really feels like a living, breathing piece of history. I mean, it feels like you've stepped out into the Wild West. There will be no cars in the town. There's no cell phones. He's bought a wardrobe from a Western film, so guests will be able to dress up in Wild West gear. There'll be paintball, so, you know, there'll be sort of Wild West shootouts. It's really eccentric and interesting and also very beautiful.
I'm going to put a finer point on the brothel. Bill Koch is quick to point out that the only people working there are the ghosts of those who might have once occupied the brothel, not that he's running one.
Yes.
And some of these buildings come from like a theme park or something. Is that right? They were moved over there?
Mm-hmm. They come from what was once a theme park called Buckskin Joe, which was outside of Canyon City. But those buildings originally came from an old gold mine camp outside of Alma, Colorado, which I believe is by Fairplay.
You rode on a horse with Mr. Koch around this property, and It's quite a place for something that is open to friends and family.
It is quite a place for something that's just going to be private. But on the other hand, I don't think that he should be held to a standard that everybody else isn't held to. You know, if he wants to build a private retreat, why should he have to open it to the public? He's trying to figure out a way that can meet his privacy concerns, his security concerns, as well as offer this collection to the public. Parts of his collection are going to be showcased at the Smithsonian in 2014. And another thing that Hickenlooper was trying to kind of throw in this deal is to have some of the collection showcased at a Denver museum.
You write in your piece for 5280 that the nearby community is pretty hostile to Koch. And you quote Koch as saying, "I don't understand why there's so much antagonism and anger towards me from the people in Paonia who have never met me." Why do people in the town dislike him?
Well, there's a big controversy going on right now between Koch and the public in Paonia. His ranch is comprised of two disparate pieces of property, which are separated by a piece of BLM land. And in order to create one contiguous piece of property, he wants to trade the federal government 911 acres of land he owns in Gunnison County and 80 acres he owns in Utah's Dinosaur National Monument for 1,846 acres of public land in and around Paonia. People against the swap believe that they will lose great access to the Ragged Mountain Wilderness, and they don't believe that what they're getting in exchange outweighs the cost of the exchange. Koch has tried to create a fair deal. He's proposed creating a new trailhead for this access to the Ragged Mountain Wilderness. He's offered to buy a piece of land on Jumbo Mountain and convey it to the BLM. It's a popular recreation area called Jumbo Mountain. Right now, Jumbo Mountain is accessed via private property. So, you know, those are some of the things that Koch's doing to try to make it a fair deal.
He's known to be a very litigious person.
Yes, he's extremely litigious. He's been involved in about 25 personal lawsuits. Everything from, you know, he's been sold fake wine, fake guns. So his argument is that people always try to take advantage of him and his wealth, and that he attracts con artists like flies to horse manure. He spent about $500,000 on wine he believed was once owned by Thomas Jefferson, and it turned out that I think 4 of the 6 bottles turned out to be phonies, frauds. And so there's actually a book written called Billionaire's Vinegar about how Bill Koch has sort of become this crusader in the wine industry against fraudulent wine.
So Bill Koch is a controversial figure, and he's certainly a part of a controversial family.
Yes.
What is he actually like? You spent time with him.
Well, I found him to be very kind, very down-home, Midwestern, aw-shucks demeanor. He's very candid, and I think that makes his PR people and his inner circle very nervous, and I think that might be also why he doesn't do a lot of interviews, but I found his candor very refreshing. But at the same time, I don't want to come off as like I'm writing him a Valentine, but I thought he was very human.
Kelly, thanks for being with us and for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kelly McMillan wrote the article Bill Koch's Wild West Adventure in this month's 5280 magazine. There are photos of the property near Paonia at cpr.org.